All right, I feel good, I feel nice, I feel like sugar and spice, and how about you, Johnny? How you doing today?
James, I'm going to tell you, I've been on hold listening to your show, and it is absolutely awesome.
Oh,
great
thank
music,
you.
Great sponsors, and congratulations to Early Share. They are Mac Daddy, and I love that you're promoting and sponsoring them.
Oh, yeah. I was just on with Joanna Schwartz. She's the founder, and we're going to get her on the show. She's been on a couple times. We're going to get her back on again. We had Stylianos voicing that thing. I got to get better music behind that, though. Larry, make a note. I want synchronicity behind can we redo that? Okay, Larry's giving me a high five.
Listen,
all right.
You've been on point with the music since day one.
Thank you.
We all know that.
Thank you. I need that synchronicity behind that because I think it builds the kind of energy that I want as opposed to that other music they put, which is kind of like limp.
Okay, so I couldn't make it to the station, but I'm 100% dancing in the office.
I love you, bro. I love you. So let's get back to this because I think I'm hitting on something, and perhaps it's a Socratic learning experience that I'm having here. So let's talk about Facebook. One of the things that I've always told people that want to be sponsors on my show is that I create content that gets the eyeballs and ears to the radio show so that they can give the content that they want to do. I'm beginning to believe that Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, which I still give different types of content to, now I give them, though, the same kind of messaging when I want to. So Facebook, I have the things about Vivian, my staycation and stuff like that. LinkedIn is all of my blogging and my business. Twitter is the quick bursts of energy, but when I have a message I want to give them all, I can do that because I have three different audiences all looking for the same thing.
Listen, let's be honest. The reason you're getting action on your Facebook regarding content, specifically from the radio show, is you're paying for it.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. Yeah,
the
I need you to come over, by the way.
The reason you're getting personal action in your Facebook page is because you're talking about Vivian.
Yes,
so
I know that.
Vivian's friends, your friends, family friends, they're all, yes, we love Vivian. We love Jim. You're on a staycation. You have plants and trees and beautiful shops. And to be honest with you, you actually, quote unquote, in the mornings, if people aren't watching, they'll start following you. But you do a traffic report. Hey, there's a lot of traffic on the I-195 today. You do that.
I know. And the Herald and NBC6 retweeted. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious, and I got to tell you, is that part of the thing that gets me tense in the morning is I'll now coin a new term. I have pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I'm looking out there, and I'll tell you this right now, is that all week it was kind of quiet going east to Miami Beach. Everybody's back, Johnny. Today it started. You could tell that the energy level was a little bit different out there on I-95. Tomorrow will be kind of a quiet hiding day. Next week, one more week, and then it's going to go nuts. But yeah,
well,
Johnny.
Well, let's look at it this way. So NBC, CBS, ABC, and WPLG. Right?
And LMNOP, too, yeah.
Are now getting great content from you, and they're not getting it because you're on the radio on Thursdays. They're getting it because you're in a prime location Monday through Friday.
And on the weekend, yes, I do live in the hashtag
exactly,
Sky Palace.
Yeah.
The hashtag Sky Palace. You know, Related's building, you know, three or four buildings next to me, they're getting like $1,000 plus for my little, oh, shoot, I hope the people in my apartment building aren't listening. But the Related group, oh my God, watching what's going on there. That's another thing, by the way, Johnny, is people that watch my feed can see what's going on next door to me, which is Related group is building a community for 5,000 people. It's amazing to watch.
And you know, realize one thing about the Related group, and let's get down to brass tacks. We have real listeners listening to what we're doing. So we're not here to sugarcoat anything.
No.
The Related group has created a social media team a long time ago. I know the people. You know the people, but we're not going to discuss them tonight. However, the Related group has that social team, and those buildings that are owned and created and developed by the Related group are now social. And they're talking about Brickell. They're talking about Coconut Grove. They're talking about Edgewater. And you know what? Even though they're, hey, you know what? Listen, this is a great pool, and this is a great day, and it's National Mojito Day or National Sugar Day. Who cares? But at the end of the day, we're getting cool content from them, and they're not trying to sell us apartments. What they're doing is just being part of our conversation.
Yes, they're being part of the community. They're being part of the conversation. We go back and forth, and you've taught me this a long time ago. People watch, and they want to join in, or maybe they just want to know what we're talking about. And I'm getting a lot of realtors following me now, perhaps because I have all the relationships with all the big developers. I get them on the show. I know what they're thinking about.
You've already had that. You've had that for 20 years. But the thing about it is those are relationships that you and your company, okay, have always kept quiet. Because you know what? These are business deals. And these business deals might lead to a 10, a 5, a 20, a $50 million deal in the future for a piece of vacant land on Biscayne Boulevard. But now all of a sudden...
Oh, Johnny, I just did that. You just haven't been watching. I just did the big vacant piece of land on Biscayne Boulevard a couple of months ago.
You've been doing it since the day I met you, my man.
But yeah, so we do that. And a lot of the things we do, we can't really talk about. I'm going to actually try to put together a little flyer at the end of the month that talks about what I've done in the past few years. I guess it's all going
to
be an 8-point
print. To
be honest
with you, James, if actually this is a great point that you just mentioned. And if you bring in Sandy Abbott, it might be the perfect time for you to now start launching newsletters.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because I really don't send a lot of content marketing to the to my followers except through the
show.
So you know what?
Maybe
you're right.
Now it's time to say, hey,
you're
look,
right.
Just liquidated this piece of property.
Look what I did. You know what? I'm going to do that.
Or,
oh, you're so smart, Johnny. Look at you. I'm writing it down and everything. Keep going, Johnny. Keep making me money while I'm having my radio show.
I'd rather teach someone how to do it than actually do it.
You're the greatest, Johnny.
Yeah.
Flyer to my list by Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm not touting anything, really.
I'd be glad to help out. Why don't we launch the Freedom Business newsletter this month?
Okay.
And if anyone wants to, that's listening to the show right now, actually sign up for the newsletter. Where do we sign up, James?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jets fans, please say it twice.
Yeah, so you can sign up for the thing. We'll say it twice. I'm going to get you and Sandy on. I'll ask her to listen to this so that she can know what we're thinking. And then also with something else. Oh, we only got a couple more minutes, Johnny, but here's something else. You know, I do this song at the turn of the hour, you know, right before we go to the traffic and then to the U-Health segment.
I feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm wondering if I should start running a contest about letting somebody pick what music comes on, at least one of the segments. You know, maybe they come on, they vote early and often, it drives people to my website. What do you think about that?
What I think you should do, and this is where I see everything happening, everyone's always, hey, tweet us. In regards to the song, what we need to do, and I say we because I'm 100% love the idea and here to help you,
okay.
Create an awesome hashtag. And create that hashtag, and then inside that hashtag, everyone could put in their music. They could do it through Facebook, they could do it through Pinterest, they could do it through Twitter, they could do it through Instagram.
Awesome.
And all you and I have to do, and I, you know, come over to the castle.
Yeah,
the
you'll
sky
come to the
sky
castle. Yeah, yeah. And we're going to, by the way, buy the.
Hashtag and listen to music every day.
Yes, we're going to do that. And I also want to have you come over and help me with my Facebook and Twitter ads. Maybe you can come over one night next week and we can do that. We got to wrap up. I'm getting the spinning finger. Johnny, how do people find you? It's real easy because you're good at it.
At socialmedia305.
I love you, Johnny. You're the greatest. Thanks for keeping me social. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about cybercrime. Is your identity safe? Jim Engleton will tell us. Back after this.